my philosophy is to get the best fish, no matter where they come from, no matter where in the world, bring them here and, again, using very traditional methods, produce what I believe is a world-class smoked fish product.
Sockeye salmon from British Columbia, king salmon from New Zealand, ocean trout all the way from Norway. Matthew Bolton sources fish from around the world to feed his smoking machines. His signature rainbow trout comes from a little closer to home, a fish farm in Victoria. G'day, Michael Kavanagh with you at the small town of Raleigh, near Bellingen, on the mid-north coast of New South Wales. Matthew got into the fish smoking game a few years ago, when this local business came up for sale. Using a special brining technique and wood chips from local pecan trees, he's now producing an award-winning product.
Well, we're standing in your smokehouse, and natural enough, there's a smell of smoke around. And in front of me, there are two large doors, probably the size of a fridge that you'd find in an industrial kitchen. And behind them, that's where the secret is, isn't it?
That's where the magic happens.
Well, can you describe it? Because on the bottom part of the door on the right, there's a place that you put the wood chips in for smoking, but you don't want flame. How does it work?
This is one of the things that I've done here is I've changed the actual controls on that chip element, electronic element that pierces the tray of wood chips, so I can turn that element on and off and on and off. So I have various settings, a standard setting to produce smouldering wood chips. I have the element on for 24 seconds and off for 48.
Because you don't want flame, you want smoke.
There's an optimum temperature of around about 250 degrees Celsius that you want the chips to be burning at. Any hotter and you start to get ash on the product. Also, you can ruin the finish as well too, because the finish is just as important as the flavour in my mind.
And there's a bit of mystique about wood chips, and you've got tins here full of wood chip from pecan trees.
Yep, pecan, which is hickory, and hickory is the king of smoking timbers. Oak is the queen, they say. Hickory, the actual timbers that I use are from pecan orchards within the area. So I'm very fortunate in that I don't have to rely on any kiln-dried timber. I can get real timber with real oils and real resin.
You've got the smoke, and there's a flue that runs along the bottom of the smoker, and then it comes up behind it, and then it comes back in underneath.
My large oven, so I have two, but the largest of the two works like a pretty traditional convention oven in that the smoke and heat are drawn down the sides and then pushed out through the bottom. So the smoke actually will come in at the top and then be dragged down the sides, goes up through the middle of the chamber, and then it's exhausted. Big circular motion of smoke and heat.
And before all this happens, you get your trout or your salmon, and I know that if you tell me the actual secret, you're going to have to shoot me afterwards, but you soak them in brine.
No, indeed. And depending on the fish, they'll be brined, and certain fish, I'll use different brine strengths. So with a salimeter, I'm able to measure the actual salt content in the brine. The actual salmon, though, and the ocean trout, they're actually salted. They're filleted, they're put on trays, they have salt put on them.
So the salmon trout needs more salt.
Indeed. That salt gets washed off, they're in a brine, a very light brine, then they're washed off again and then they're smoked.
From the time you take delivery of the fish and you've processed with the brine, they go into these ovens, and depending on whether it's going to be what a cold smoke or the hot smoked, what sort of time?
So I don't want to give too much away about our rainbow trout, but our rainbow trout spends more time in the oven than any other fish. We're pretty much standard commercial practices around our smoked salmon, which is 6-7 hours in the actual kiln or smoking oven.
After about 24 hours that they've been in the oven, you bring them out. What's the process then?
Then they're cooled as fast as I can, so my cool room runs at about 1°C. Cool them, and then I pack them. You can't pack them until they're absolutely cold.
Well, let's wander over to where you keep the finished product before you send them off to the different eateries, and we slide the door back here, and this is obviously a chill room.
This is my cool room, kept at 1°C. Since we've pulled them out, that depth of the brown and the gold has actually intensified, which is what I'd expect. A big part of getting that colour, I mean, it's so important that if people pick my product up at a supermarket, first thing they're going to look at is the actual physical appearance, obviously. I work very hard to generate a nice-looking golden trout.